Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. Submission and obedience. Wow. These are topics which we parents think about and often struggle with. We want our children to obey us, but more than that, we want to make a conscious decision to submit their will to the authority of the Father first, and then to us as their parents. Sometimes it's difficult to perceive the difference between submission and obedience. There is a difference, however, and it lies in subtleties which are very apparent to the one who's either obeying or submitting. Let me give you the definitions for the words submit and obey. Obey simply means to follow a command, to conform, or to comply with an order. That would be like a two-year-old running into the street and we say, "Stop!" and they obey. Submit, though, means to yield or defer out of respect, superior authority, affection, persuasion, or compulsion. Now, we can see that submit has a much broader application, and its uses are more definite, specific, and focused than obedience. Obedience can take place anywhere under any kind of circumstance, but in submission, a person's will is involved, which is very important in regard to the development of character. As parents, we want our children to be obedient, but most importantly, to communicate their thoughts and opinions to us and to allow us to have open communication. Yet at the end of the day, to choose to submit and bow their will to their godly authority. In this process, as we seek the Father on their behalf, their wills and character will begin to take shape and to be in tune with His voice. Our God is a God of order and authority. Submission is paramount. He is King of all kings. How privileged we are to serve Him. Here are some specific ways that I am praying for our teens. First, I'm praying that they would have quiet and gentle spirits. Second, that they would find peace and security in authority, that they would understand that their parents want to protect and guide them. Finally, we need to pray against a rebellious spirit for each of them, that they would each love the Lord with all their heart, all their soul, and all their strength. Your prayers fill in the gaps and make all the difference in the world. Thank you for standing in those gaps. This is the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I want to remind you that we have mentoring programs for everyone from ages 8 and up. So if you have any kiddos that you would like to consider putting in our mentoring programs, please visit our website, thehopechoice.com. Click on that mentoring tab and you'll see all the upcoming dates. This is the Truth of the Matter. Have a great day.